So she has this colitis. You put her on steroids. Then what happened?
So she was tapered off steroids over the course of about a month. And given she had had an excellent response to therapy and a complication of the therapy, her therapy was held. And she was observed for a while. Her first sign of progression was an isolated sign of progression. So she had interestingly, renal metastasis. On PET imaging, she had no other evidence of active disease. So she was taken for a partial nephrectomy as a metastatectomy. And the hope of that was not to cure her. It was to delay the time to which she needed systemic therapy. And while extremely hopeful, it was not successful. So she, within the course of a month or two, developed retroperitoneal adenopathy and a pain syndrome around the resection site, which was likely surgical seeding of the perineal cavity. Given the concerns for recurrent colitis, if she were to resume nivolumab, she was treated with docetaxel, subsequently gemcitabine, just progressive cancer through both agents. So after a lot of discussion, she restarted nivolumab with immediate resolution of her pain.
So what was next with the patient?
So she did well for a couple months, but has since had recurrent colitis. We've treated her with various courses of steroids and pausing her drug, subsequently resuming kind of off and on. She never had serious colitis. There were no signs of microperforations, no signs of an acute abdomen, and it was never profuse diarrhea leading to dehydration or electrolyte abnormalities. So despite it being a steroid requiring toxicity, it was mild, and she's been intermittently retreated, but the severity of the colitis has slowly escalated, so now she's permanently discontinued and again being observed. So we'll hope her duration of benefit is a little longer this time.
Did she have any prior history at all of GI problems or colitis? Nothing.
No, nothing.
How often do you see colitis with just anti-PD-1 alone?
Probably about 5% of the time.
Really, that much? That's surprising. What about with ipi-nivo?
It's certainly more common.
And we'll get to that in a minute. I'm just kind of curious in terms of this case, because she did have, it looks like she was having treatment benefit. What do we know at this point in terms of correlation, if any, between autoimmune toxicity and treatment benefit in general?
There have been a couple series that show just that. I think the largest is with the thyroid function tests being abnormal and a nice correlation to benefit. There have been other series that show the same. The questions that come up, is it just a dose exposure relationship and you're capturing more autoimmune toxicities because these patients are already benefiting and you're treating them longer, or if it's a real biological phenomenon?
Interesting.